Fine Business Radio is proudly sponsored by Prudential Investment Managers.
Let's talk about another piece of information that is coming out of the South African economy in the form of a new index. It's the AfriMac Construction Index, and it shows higher activity levels than the general economy. This is the inaugural index. On the telephone now is economic advisor to PwC. That's Dr. Roelof Botha. Dr. Botha, why on earth do we have this index? Because I think there's a bank-sponsored index that comes out. Why do we need another one?
Well, I must agree with you. There are quite a lot of indices of economic activity floating around. They seem to have mushroomed. But this one has been a long time coming. I had a discussion with Andries van Heerden, the CEO of AfriMat, which is a listed company on the stock exchange,
yes,
a while ago, advising him on some economic issues. And we started talking about the fact that the indicators of construction sector activity out there, like the Stellenbosch Bureau of Economic Research Confidence Index on building and civil construction, the value of building plans passed, published by the Stats SA, hardware sales, etc., that they are often, they contradict each other. And this is very irritating because you can find 1 week the media reports on one of these, you know, showing that there's the activity is going south. It's not looking good. And then the next week, another one pops around and it says, no, actually things are not looking so bad.
Right.
So what we've done is to iron out these contradictions and the volatility. We've designed this composite index. It's not rocket science. We've weighted six indicators, all of them in real terms adjusted for inflation. And voila, we've got a new index which gives us a sense of the level of activity in the construction sector.
Yes, interesting. You say the third quarter of 2010 was exactly 1 year after the end of the 2008-2009 recession and is regarded as a statistically representative base period for a medium-term series-based index, which yours is. So how do we glean anything from the first number, and what is the first number, please?
The first number, the beauty of an index which starts with a base year at 100 is that whatever the value is today, you know, which is now many quarters later,
yes,
is if you just put it on the vertical axis and you know immediately what the percentage changes. And this index has in real terms grown since the third quarter of 2010 by 28%, which is 150% better than the economy, which only grew at 11.5%. And this is in real terms. So what it tells you is that the level of construction activity in broad terms in South Africa is much more vibrant than the economy as a whole.
What sort of sectors are we talking about when it comes to the vibrancy, though, Dr. Botha? Because is it people just going to, down to a builder's warehouse and getting some stuff and putting it in the back of a bucky and then building something themselves? Or are you talking about the big infrastructure projects that have been promised for so long by the government?
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to an index like this, we need really accurate data that that is available on a quarterly basis, not too long after the quarter has ended. So as far as the big infrastructure projects are concerned, we only read about that once a year in the budget, and sometimes it's updated in the mini-budget in October. But that's not good enough for inclusion. But we do capture that through the sales of hardware material and the sales of building material, which is part of the mining industry sales.
Yeah.
So overwhelmingly, the largest part of cement sales in South Africa is, in fact, captured in our index. We also have, by virtue of the inclusion of the Stellenbosch Bureau of Economic Research, surveys, we also have a very authoritative survey of the level of confidence in that sector. And then a very tangible indicator is the value of building plans passed and the value of buildings completed. So we feel that we have really covered our bases here. And indirectly, we capture small stuff, we capture big stuff.
Yes, indeed. And you say that you calculate your index from six different constituent indicators: the building materials sales index, which you've just spoken about, buildings completed within larger municipalities, building plans passed by larger municipalities, FMBBR, etc. It goes on. Are you saying to me that despite the fact that the construction index of the JSE, for example, has been under pressure for so long and has been unknown for so long, maybe looking at something that could be quite exciting for the future because you're seeing things that we haven't as yet?
Well, absolutely. I can tell you now with some confidence that by value, an enormous amount of building construction in South Africa takes place in companies and relatively small businesses that are not listed on the stock exchange, but they buy cement.
Yes.
And they buy aggregates from AfriMat. And you know, that this is where it shows. You can also see it in positive employment growth even in the last couple of quarters. But once again, that indicator comes out too late for us to actually incorporate. And it doesn't really tell you anything about efficiencies in the sector. Your dilemma with the stock exchange index, which you've just referred to and well spotted, is that some of the major companies have had a hard time the last couple of years by, personally, I believe, looking too much to the north of the continent, and they've burnt their fingers there. Others have, they've done some things to their balance sheets which were maybe not very wise. Yes. So then you also had the collusion stuff with the Competition Commission. So I suppose the sector from that perspective has a bit of a tainted reputation right now. But it masks the, the really vibrant level of activity. And if we look at interest rates that are on the verge of starting to drop because inflation is going to drop like a stone in the next couple of months, then it's really looking good for the sector.
Yes, I think it is, actually. You make a very good case. What about this being a leading indicator for the economy in general, or is this just a catch-up from a really, really low base for construction?
No, in fact, what has happened, if you look at our index, we did hit a high, if I remember correctly, more or less here, it was in the first quarter of 2015, but we've come desperately close to that again. But since the end of 2010, if you superimpose this on our GDP growth rate, in real terms, this is running at a tangent. So the level of activity is certainly higher in the sector. I think what we should remember is that if you include all the non-South African citizens that are currently more or less permanently resident in South Africa, yes, then our population has almost doubled since we embarked on this democracy road. And people need to stay somewhere, so there is, in fact, a lot of activity over here. Government has built more than 3 million RDP houses, slackened off a little bit of late, but especially in the Mandela and Mbeki areas. That was magnificent stuff, and it's still going ahead.
You sound very optimistic about the future, Dr. Buerta. Is that the case? Are you seeing the signs, not just in the index that we've just been talking about, the AFRIMAC Construction Index, but also the PMI and the inflation coming down? And, okay, we've had a wobble on the rand, but let's face it, it's still much stronger than we would have thought a year ago. Are you optimistic?
Well, absolutely. If you look at the performance of a company like AFRIMAC and their price-earnings ratio and their dividend yield, and what their share price has done, their market capitalization, I mean, they were Mickey Mouse compared to some of the big guns out there, and today they are challenging them in terms of market cap. I would be very surprised if AFRIMAC in the next couple of years, maybe it's the top 40 index. They could very easily do that. But my optimism also stems from the fact that we've had exceptionally good rains in the summer rainfall regions. We're looking at almost a doubling of the maize crop. And if the Western Cape, they're not experiencing a drought right now. They're experiencing the effect of the drought of last year.
Okay.
And if they have above average rainfall in the winter months, maybe a little bit late, which is being predicted by the World Meteorological Organization, then we are looking at agriculture alone adding probably 100 basis points to our GDP growth rate. So I'm really confident that we can hit 1.5-2% GDP growth this year.
Very good. I mean, it sounds bad that we should be getting excited about that, but 1.5-2%, I'll take that any day. Dr. Buerta, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Dr. Roelof Buerta, economic advisor to PwC, and we've been talking about the inaugural AFRIMAC Construction Index.
At Old and Usual Investments, we want you to be our client for life. That's why we charge a 30% penalty fee if you want to move your retirement annuity. We know you don't want to lose 30% of your entire investment, so you have to stay with us. It's a win-win situation, but not for you. Because when you're saving for retirement, we always need more than you think. We don't